Chapter 2, Try Out Thursday. By the time Thursday rolled around, Kira had tied and untied her sneakers at least 10 times, not because they were loose, not because the laces were fraying, but because her hands wouldn't stop shaking, and it was the only thing she could do that felt like control.
"Your socks don't match," Finn called from the hallway. "One's got pizza slices on it."
She looked down and frowned.
"They're both clean."
"That wasn't the point."
But he didn't press. He was already halfway out the door on his way to a delivery shift that kept him out past midnight most nights. Their dad picked up a few days of work loading trucks, and her mom's hours at the hospital were long and unpredictable. Everyone in the O'Malley apartment was hustling to keep things afloat. Everyone but her. Until tonight. Kira grabbed her basketball, still a little warm from being under her blanket, and stuffed her Celtics cap onto her head. She zipped her hoodie, too small in the arms, but it was the one Finn had worn the day she scored her first basket on L Street, and stepped out into the cool dusk. Malcolm X Park buzzed louder than she expected. The court lights blazed overhead, the sneakers squeaked like punctuation marks across the asphalt. A few parents leaned against the fence. Music played from a speaker someone had rigged to a bike. And there, clipboard in hand and whistle around her neck, was Coach Tara. Kira lingered near the gate, trying to blend into the shadows. She didn't see anyone she recognized, except the girl from earlier in the week. The one with braids and that killer crossover. She wore a green scrunchie now and was spinning a ball on her finger like it was no big deal.
"Kira!"
Tara's voice cut through the air, making her jump.
"You made it," the coach said, walking over. "Glad to see you."
Kira swallowed and stepped forward.
"I wasn't sure if I would."
"That's exactly when you have to show up," Tara said. "Fear's just a whisper. You decide how loud it gets."